This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 900,000 cases of coronavirus have been officially detected worldwide since the December outbreak in China. Of those, more than 45,000 people have died. The pandemic has touched 205 countries and territories globally. It is spreading fastest in the United States, where nearly 4,500 people have died from their more than 203,000 cases. This includes a six-week-old baby who died in Connecticut. Italy has the most fatalities with 13,155. Japan's government will consider support to increase production of ECMO machines used in a potentially life-saving treatment for coronavirus patients. And Mexico's health ministry said Wednesday it had registered 37 deaths from coronavirus, up from 29 a day earlier. The U.S. Navy is evacuating thousands of sailors from the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt in Guam. This after its captain warned a coronavirus outbreak was threatening the lives of his crew. The Navy says 93 of the 4,800 on board are infected with the COVID-19 virus. 1,000 of the crew are already off the carrier, while 1,700 more should be off in the next couple of days. Pentagon officials say they're arranging for hotel rooms for many of the crew while sorting out who can be part of a skeleton crew to keep the ship operational. Meanwhile, a stranded cruise ship unable to dock because of a coronavirus outbreak will get some help soon. The Zaandam and its sister ship, the Rotterdam, are both expected to reach U.S. waters Thursday prior to docking in South Florida. President Trump said the U.S. was sending medical teams on board both ships. Passengers who are not ill will leave on a charter flight. Those with mild symptoms will stay on board until they recover. This is VOA News.